From the flight path at Southampton Airport to the ocean terminal at Southampton Docks, you're listening to Hours FM.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew that if I had my chance, I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Madonna and American Pie here at Hours FM, and welcome to a journey of music and memories with me, John Ellery. Good to be with you today, and looking back at City Echoes from the year 2000. We're going to delve into some of the old past Echo headlines and also some of the national news as well. In one of the national news stories, though, today it was the year of battle plans. Two of Britain's biggest supermarket chains were putting the finishing touches to a declaration of war with a price-cutting battle designed to woo more customers. Asda and Tesco's were to announce reductions worth £15 a week off the average family grocery bill. That was our first national headline in the year 2000, as we continue now with the Venga Boys and Shalala. For a party, the Venga Boys and Shalala here at Hours FM. Well, the year 2000, looking back at the city echoes, and on the front page of the Daily Echo in this year, the Aurora, new addition to Southampton's cruise liner fleet, began a new journey to a home port. The massive ship was inching its way down the narrow River Ems from the German shipyard where she was built. It was watched by a huge crowd. It was also the year A Night at the Movies. You could see The Beach, The Odeon at Leisure World, and also Toy Story 2. And Topsy Turvy was one of the big movies at the Harbour Lights. We'll look at more memories and entertainment as we continue with the local boys, Artful Dodger and Moving Too Fast.
Moving too fast, and I don't think it's right. I'm not giving you my love.
The Artful Dodger here at Hours FM, and welcome to a brand new program with me, John Ellery. Very good to be with you across Southampton, and that is on 87.9 and around the world as well on the World Wide Web at hoursfm.co.uk. The year 2000, Saints manager Glenn Hoddle admitted he was still keen to get back into international football despite being sacked as the England coach. In a national radio interview, he paid tribute to Southampton as a club with a special family atmosphere. And it was also the year when you could turn on the television and watch the royal family on BBC One, the League of Gentlemen and Meridian showing Heartbeat and London's Burning. The cost of living, Lidl's in Shirley and Totten, a CD radio cassette player, remember those kids, £44.44, a one-bedroom flat to rent in Woolston at £390 a month, and Southampton Airport was recruiting for security officers at £11,740 per annum. And Ken Livingstone was defeated in his bid to become the candidate for Mayor of London, all in the year 2000. Let's have our final musical memory now from the All Saints and Pure Shores of this year. Hours FM, looking back at the music and the memories from City Echoes. We're off to a brand new year. That was the year 2000. This is 1974. On FM and online, this is Hours FM.
Solitaire's the only game in town. much to say that goes unspoken. And through the night, each sleepless night, the eyes are closed, the heart is broken. Now
great songs and memories of 1974. And at number four, Paper Lace, Billy Don't Be a Hero with Andy Williams with Solitaire. Well, 1974, it was the year when here in Southampton, detectives were hunting for 150,000 cigarettes that were stolen from a container at the Western Docks. They'd been destined for export to Korea and didn't carry the UK government health warning. And on television, it was the Young Scientist of the Year and Zedcars on BBC One. We'll check out more of those memories of 1974 after this from the Love Unlimited Orchestra with The Love Thing. the Love Unlimited Orchestra and the Love Theme here at Hours FM. 1974, and it was the year when 48 soccer fans died when part of a stadium collapsed in Egypt. 80,000 had forced their way into the Zamalek Stadium in Cairo, which normally held just 30,000. And also in the national news headlines, it was the year 1974 when striking South Wales miners offered to help deliver coal to schools, hospitals and also old people homes. It followed the news that nearly 10,000 pupils were going without lessons because there was no fuel to heat the classrooms. The dispute over pay had gone into an inquiry in London. Those are memories of 1974 as we continue with the music now. Susie Quattro, Devil Gate Drive, a former number one in 1974. The music, the memories and the hits with me, John Ellery, here with City Echoes on Hours FM. 87.9 across the city, and don't forget online at hoursfm.co.uk. Well, back to the memories on Southern Television from the Northern Studios here in Southampton. You could tune in to Love Thy Neighbour, probably a program you wouldn't see on television now. It's not necessarily that PC anymore. But the streets of San Francisco you could watch today. That was also on for an evening entertainment. And if we were going off to the movies, well, Sean Connery was James Bond in this movie.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it. Touch it, stroke it and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me, for when love's gone, they last on. Diamonds are forever, sparkling around my little finger. Unlike men, the diamonds linger.
But she
7.9 Hours FM with the music and the memories. Living for the city from the city of Southampton, we are Hours FM. That is Stevie Wonder. And before that, the movie that was showing on the day when Sean Connery was starring as James Bond, Diamonds Are Forever with Shirley Bassey. Now, the cost of living here in Southampton, if we were out shopping, Debenhams in Queensway, a girl's skinny rib sweater would cost you £1.20. A three-bedroom detached house in Romsey would set you back £12,950. And Warner Lambert at Eastleigh wanted lady packers for up to £22.68 a week. Well, it was 1974, and the music from Charlie Rich. And hey, did you happen to see The Most Beautiful Girl?
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
87.9 Hours FM.
His friend, which came as some surprise. surprise has spoken to his eyes. I thought you died alone.
Music of Charlie Rich and Hey, Did You Happen to See the Most Beautiful Girl in the World? Then Tell Her I Love Her. And music of Lulu and 1974 giving us The Man Who Sold the World. Well, here in the city, reading in the Daily Echo today, Southampton Conservation Corps was warning that open spaces in Sholing and Weston were too small and too badly looked after. They said more recreation areas were needed to prevent social problems caused by overcrowding. And they called for a clean-up of Miller's Pond, Botany Bay and the Sholing and Weston Commons. That's what they were laying down in 1974, the year when we'll find out what else was on at the cinemas right after this song. St. Denis to St. Mary's. This is Hours FM. Mud and Tiger Feet, 1974, here at Hours FM with me, John Ellery, looking back at the music and the memories. That's almost it for our first hour of our musical journey, but we've got more to come in the second hour. 1974, though, on at the movies, the Regal in Eastleigh was showing the Bellstone Fox, and Odeon in Southampton, it was James Bond and Sean Connery starring in Diamonds Are Forever, which we earlier played Shirley Bassey. Here at Hours FM, this is Back to the Charts of the Year 1974 with Dance with the Devil, it's Cozy Powell.